Claude Drouin, the first ever NHL head coach for Winnipeg Hockey Club. Claude, you know, you've obviously been answering lots of questions, some of them serious people want to know about coaching philosophy and all that. But how excited are you? How excited were you when you heard the announcement, and how excited are you now, you know, having knowing that there's a draft coming up and the season is just, you know, 3 months away?
Yeah, well, I was really excited. I mean, I was in a superstore when it happened, and my heart was jumping, and I was flying all over the place waiting. What are you gonna tell me? It took about a minute. It seemed like an hour, you know, but I was really excited. I'm tremendously honored and thrilled to be the new coach. I think I'm very confident that I can do a really good job there, and it's exciting down here because this is the area here where all the NHL people are, and you're here with the prospects and the future, you know, potential players with your team. So I think it's a good place to get started and to get things moving in what we see as the right direction.
Obviously, you know, it's very early, but have you ever already started to kind of look at your team and, you know, look at line combinations, or is that something that's, you know, way too early to do now?
Well, I don't, you know, I've seen our team play different ways, different line combinations, and I'm not going to get into the combinations too much now. I like a lot of what I see. I watch the team play on tape, and I like a lot of things that I see. They've got really good speed, some real good skill. What I really like as well is both the young and old players. I see a lot of good things in the young players. I see a lot of things that are really exciting. And what I mean by that is I see where they can become good players, and just through time, it's just a maturity thing as a player. And I see a lot of good things there, so that really excites me.
Do you? I mean, you might not want to answer this, but do you believe that Andrew Ladd is going to be the captain of this team, or is that something that you're still going to have to discuss with management?
I don't see that you'd really need to change those things. You know, I think that's something that, you know, I don't know that there needs to be a large discussion in that regard. All the things I hear about Andrew Ladd are tremendous and tremendous character. I don't know why you'd want to make that change and why you'd want to start on that foot. You know, my job would be to build a relationship with Andrew and help him lead this team. I don't see a need for that. I mean, it would be a topic that I don't know that would be really brought up for me. I think our biggest goal would be to get Andrew signed here and get him to be, you know, the future captain of many years here in Winnipeg. So I don't know why you'd want to get off on the wrong foot with that situation. All the things I heard, he's great, and I don't see that there needs to be any kind of change there.
Would you ever consider moving Dustin Byfuglien back to forward where he was when he played for Chicago?
I don't know that there's any need for that either. I'd really discuss those things with the staff and the management people, and Dustin himself really would be the key. I think it's important that a player enjoys playing where he likes playing, you know, and I mean, you can potentially consider using him in different areas and different positions, but you know, he had a really good year as a defenseman. I think that's the area that he likes, the position he likes. I don't know why you would want to start creating all kinds of controversy. I would rather get off on the right foot with the relationship that you have with players, and I like Dustin in both positions, but I would certainly, out of respect with him, talk with him if I ever had those thoughts, you know.
Is this question was asked, I believe, to Kevin Cheveldayoff, but is there any plan to have any type of rookie or prospect camp before main training camp starts?
You know, I don't know that we're going to have the time to get a prospects camp going because of the just the logistics of things. There may be some form of orientation. I'm not sure if that means on ice or if we would fly into a certain place or have people fly into Winnipeg. So these are things that I haven't had the time to discuss. But, you know, I do recognize the need for that and the, you know, the value of those things. If it doesn't work, that's just the way the schedule is, and we'll deal with it, and we'll make sure that we do the necessary things to continue the growth process for the players.
Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.